This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 24, 2017, Mitch Marco, a founding member of the Tokens, the doo-wop foursome behind the 1961 hit The Lion Sleeps Tonight, dies of natural causes at the age of 70. On this day in 2009, the Rolling Stones begin cashing in on British singing sensation Susan Boyle's rendition of their hit Wild Horses by reissuing their original version, which was first released 40 years ago this month. On this day in 1994, the inaugural MTV European Music Awards are hosted by Tom Jones in Berlin. Canada's Bryan Adams is named Best Male Artist. Mariah Carey is Best Female Artist. And Aerosmith are named Best Rock Band. On this day in 1991, Cyndi Lauper marries actor David Thornton, with Little Richard providing the wedding music. Also on this day in 1991, 45-year-old Freddie Mercury, lead singer of Queen, dies of bronchial pneumonia induced by HIV at his home in London, only one day after publicly acknowledging he had the disease. On this day in 1973, after cracking Billboard's top 10 with It Don't Come Easy and Back Off Boogaloo, Ringo Starr reaches number one with Phonograph, a song he co-wrote with George Harrison. On this day in 1966, several thousand teenagers battled with Kansas City police after a James Brown concert is halted because of what officials called obscene dances being performed on the stage. Also on this day in 1966, the Beatles begin recording sessions for the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band LP by laying down the tracks for Strawberry Fields Forever. The song, however, doesn't make the 1967 album, but would appear the following year on Magical Mystery Tour. On this day in 1964, Paul McCartney's father, Jim, marries widow Angela Williams, giving Paul a 5-year-old stepsister, Ruth. And on this day, November 24th, 1957, the first single to sell a million copies in Great Britain is number one on the British charts. Who's the singer? What's the song? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 24th, 1957, the first single to sell a million copies in Great Britain is number one on the British charts and stays on top for 7 weeks. Here's Harry Belafonte with Mary's Boy Child.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen what they say. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, them see a bright new shining star. Them hear a choir sing, the music seemed to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. Then find no place to born she child, not a single room was in sight. hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. That man will live forevermore because of